Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Welcome to the AAA podcast for January 2019. Well, it's January again with its long nights and skies rich with astronomical delights. At the beginning of the month, the sun will rise around 8 a.m. and will set around 4 p.m, giving 16 hours with the sun below the horizon. At the end of the month, it will rise around 7:40 a.m. and will set around 4:40 p.m. During the course of the month, the day length will increase, but only by about 50 minutes. The moon will be new on January the 6th and will have reached first quarter on January the 14th. It will be full on January the 21st and will reach last quarter on January the 27th. During the night of the full moon, there will be a total eclipse of the moon, the whole of which will be visible from the UK. Unfortunately, the timing of the eclipse is unsociable. The moon will enter the faint penumbral part of the Earth's shadow at 2:36 a.m, but this will not be immediately obvious. Over the next hour, the moon will gradually darken until 3:30 a.m, and it will begin to enter the dark or umbral part of the shadow. From now on, the eclipse will be obvious as the dark shadow moves across the face of the moon, which often turns a copper colour under the shadow. Totality, when the whole moon is covered by the shadow, starts at 5:13 a.m. and lasts until 6:50 a.m. By 6:50, the moon will be low in the sky and sunrise will only be an hour away, so that the main part of the spectacle will be over. Despite the unfortunate timing of this eclipse, it might be worth making the effort to see it, as it will be the last one to be visible from the UK until December 2028. Moving on to the planets, Mercury and Saturn are not suitably placed for observation this month. Venus is a spectacular object in the pre-dawn sky, shining at magnitude -4.4. It reaches western elongation on January the 6th, when it will be 47 degrees from the sun, and will have approximately half its face illuminated. Mars sets about half an hour before midnight. During the first part of the evening, it will be found shining at magnitude +0.7, low in the southwestern sky in the constellation of Pisces. Jupiter is moving further from the sun in the pre-dawn sky. It is shining at -1.8. It will continue to move away from the sun towards opposition in June. Uranus is an easy binocular object shining at +5.8 in the constellation of Pisces. Look for it in the first part of the evening in the south, a little to the left of Mars. Neptune will be difficult to see this month, but may be glimpsed at the beginning of the month in the constellation of Aquarius, shining at magnitude +7.9. By the end of the month, it will have become lost in the glow of the setting sun. Comet 46P Wirtanen has been an easy binocular object throughout December as it moved rapidly across our skies. During January, it will be fading and its apparent motion slowing as it moves through the constellation Lynx into Ursa Major. During the course of the month, it will be circumpolar, that is, it will remain above the horizon and thus will be technically visible throughout the night. It is hoped that it will remain in range of binoculars throughout January. The quadranted meteor shower is due on the night of the 3rd and 4th of January. This shower has a narrow peak, the action concentrated into a few hours. This year, the peak is predicted to occur around 2 to 3 o'clock GMT, which means the UK will be well positioned to see it, providing, as for the total eclipse of the moon, you are prepared to stay up late. By convention, meteor showers are called after the name of the constellation which contains the shower's radiant, the point in the sky from which the meteors appear to come. However, The Quadrantids are named after the obsolete constellation Quadrans Muralis. The position of the radiant, originally occupied by Quadrans Muralis, lies in the constellation of Bootes, where it is close to the handle of the plough in Ursa Major. Remember, when on a meteor watch, do not look at the radiant, but at points 30 to 40 degrees from it, to have a chance of seeing the meteors at peak brightness. A final factor to encourage you to stay up for the meteor shower is that the moon glare will not interfere this year, as the moon will be close to being new. And that's all for this month. Let's hope for some clear skies to grace the new year.